And we start the day's other headlines in the Middle East, where Israel's prime minister has warned of severe consequences for a strike in the Golan Heights that killed 12 children. Israel says Hezbollah fired the rocket from Lebanon, but Hezbollah denies responsibility. Israel seized the Golan Heights from Syria in 1967 during the Six-Day War. Since then, Israeli troops have used it as a strategic position given its high elevation and proximity to Syria and Lebanon. Today, at the soccer field where the deadly attack took place, protesters chanted "Get out" as Netanyahu paid a visit and vowed retaliation.
Hezbollah, backed by Iran, fired here an Iranian missile that took the lives of 12 pure souls. These are our children, the children of all of us, and the state of Israel will not and cannot ignore this. Our response will come, and it will be harsh.
The White House today urged Israel to show restraint amid concerns of a broader regional war. A spokesman for the White House National Security Council told reporters there is still time and space for a diplomatic solution. In northwest England, two children were killed and 11 others injured in a knife attack at a dance class today. The rampage took place in the seaside town of Southport outside of Liverpool. Police arrested a 17-year-old male on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Six children and two adults are in critical condition. The town's chief constable described it as a ferocious attack.
It is understood that the children were attending a Taylor Swift event at a dance school when the offender, armed with a knife, walked into the premises and started to attack inside the children. We believe that the adults who were injured were bravely trying to protect the children who were being attacked.
Police have not yet identified a motive for the attack, but they do not believe it was terror-related. Here in the U.S., California officials say the Park Fire has become the sixth largest blaze in state history. Firefighters reported some progress over the weekend, but it's still spreading. The inferno has burned more than 100 structures across an area of Northern California that's larger than the city of Los Angeles. Among the communities warned to evacuate is the town of Paradise, which was devastated by the Camp Fire back in 2018. Authorities say this latest fire was ignited when a man pushed a burning car into a gully last week. A suspect has since been arrested. A judge in New York has decided not to appoint an outside monitor to oversee the finances and internal operations at the National Rifle Association. But Judge Joel Cohen did ban former NRA chief Wayne LaPierre from working there for 10 years. The ruling came during the second phase of a civil case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. During the first phase earlier this year, a jury found that LaPierre had misspent millions of NRA dollars on personal expenses. He was ordered to repay more than $4 million. U.S. health regulators approved the first blood test for colon cancer today. It's called Shield, and it's intended for adults aged 45 and older. The test detected 83% of cancers, according to a study published earlier this year, but it's not a replacement for colonoscopies, which are still preferred by doctors. Colorectal cancer is the second most common form of cancer death in the U.S., expected to kill more than 53,000 people this year alone. On Wall Street today, stocks ended mostly unchanged as investors look ahead to Wednesday's Federal Reserve meeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 50 points, so just a fraction lower. The NASDAQ added 12 points ahead of some major tech earnings this week. The S&P 500 also ended virtually flat. In Olympics news, Novak Djokovic bested longtime rival Rafael Nadal in a showdown on the court today. It was the 60th head-to-head match between the two tennis legends, and possibly their last. The outcome ends Nadal's singles run in Paris, but he's still set to compete in the doubles competition. In gymnastics, the American men ended a 16-year medal drought in the team competition, earning a bronze. But it's been a slow start for the triathletes in Paris. Organizers canceled their training session in the Seine for a second day, citing pollution levels and current speeds.
There's been quite a lot of rain, including during the opening ceremony. We've done everything we could in relation with the International Federation, but also with the public authorities to achieve the goal of having the swim bubble Seine, and it's going to be a fantastic legacy for later. And we're still optimistic that we can hold the competition within the Seine River.
As for where things stand on the overall Olympic leaderboard, the U.S. tops the table in total medals with 20 so far. That includes 3 golds. Host nation France has 16 medals, including 5 golds, and Japan is currently 3rd. And tonight, a passing of note. Civic leader Alma Powell, who was the widow of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, has died. She was a devoted military spouse who reportedly played a key role in convincing her husband not to run for president back in 1996. 5 years later, she stood by his side while he was sworn in as U.S. Secretary of State. Later on, Mrs. Powell served on many boards, including President Obama's Board of Advisors on Historically Black Colleges, and she was chair emeritus of America's Promise Alliance, a nonprofit founded by her husband that helps underserved youth. Alma Powell was 86 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, Donald Trump's shifting stance on cryptocurrency. Amy Walter and Tamara Keith analyze the latest from the Trump and Harris campaigns. And Olympic speed skater Apollo Ono on prioritizing athletes' mental health.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.